Hello, everyone, and welcome back to It All Starts Here, a podcast focusing on the communication and education of topics in reproductive science and women's health. I am your host, Olivia Moyer, and I am so pleased to be back here today to kick off our second season of the pod. I am going to be guiding you through another season and have some very exciting news as I will be introducing you to my two new co-hosts today. This season, we are joined by two remarkable individuals who bring fresh perspectives and enthusiasm to our discussions. So please join me in giving a warm welcome to Catherine Hunwick and Niamh Kenny.
Hello. Thank you so much.
Hi.
I'm so excited to have you both joining me for the second season of the pod. And before we go any further into the excitingness of season two and what we're going to be focusing on this season, why don't we hear a little bit about the both of you and, of course, where it all started for you.
Hi, everyone. I am Catherine, and I'm really happy to join It All Starts Here. So I'm studying the Masters in Women's Health here at the Institute. And I am a longtime teacher, yogi, and a therapist. So, as you might imagine, I'm really passionate about all things mental health and well-being. For one thing, I really look forward to connecting you with experts in mental health and sharing with you the latest research about, I guess, what makes us tick and how that might work for women especially. I'm also really interested in creative and embodied approaches to well-being. So you can expect episodes on things like social prescribing and, yeah, creative interventions for women at all stages of their lives. And I would also say that I am super sporty, so there will probably be some stuff about exercise and the female body.
And hi, everyone. I'm Niamh. I'm from across the pond in Ireland. My background is in molecular medicine, and I studied back home in Dublin, but now I'm actually at UCL, also pursuing my master's in women's health. My journey into the field of women's health was fueled by many different things. I initially got into this field because I was really passionate about gynecological cancers, but now I've realised I'm equally interested in menstrual health education and menopause. I'm really excited to be part of this podcast team, as I'm extremely interested in the area of science communication and making science and health more accessible using different mediums. I apologise if I sound a little bit nasally at the moment. I'm currently recovering from a broken nose due to a rugby injury, but I did get a free nose job on the NHS, so every cloud has a silver lining.
I love it. I if you could see me, I'm smiling ear to ear. I'm so excited to have you guys joining for this season. And yeah, so in our last season, we really went on this journey of discovery, and we explored some different areas within the fields of reproductive science and women's health, alongside some very lovely, dedicated researchers and clinicians affiliated with the Institute for Women's Health. We did lots of digging. We uncovered some different hidden truths within the fields. We discussed some misconceptions. We shared invaluable insights into the vast spectrum of topics relating to reproductive science and women's health. And now, as we embark on our second season, our central goals remain the same, which is, of course, to bring awareness to critical topics that are often pushed to the sidelines of conversation. So from fertility struggles, innovative treatments, menstrual health, to menopause, we are going to continue to shine a spotlight on a variety of subjects that deserve more attention. But this year, as Catherine and Niamh both highlighted, we are going to be taking it a step further. So in addition to exploring the sort of molecular, biological, education side of things that we had previously done, we're going to be shining a spotlight on a lot of the social aspects that shape these fields. So societal stigmas, cultural influences. We're going to be diving into the intersectionality of reproductive science and women's health, all to try and uncover more of the lovely layers of complexity that often go unnoticed in these fields.
Yeah, and it's really exciting. This season, we're also going to be speaking to guests, not just from the Institute of Women's Health. We're going to be broadening our horizons and reaching out to communities and institutions all across the UK. We're going to be engaging with experts to enrich our conversations and hopefully broadening our perspectives.
So whether you are a seasoned expert or just a curious novice, rest assured, we have tailored our content to be both accessible and engaging to everyone. No prior scientific knowledge required. We just encourage everyone to have an open mind and a willingness to learn. And we'll be learning as well.
Yeah, exactly. So join us as we embark on another season of It All Starts Here. Together, let's unravel the mysteries, celebrate the triumphs, and ignite meaningful conversations that resonate far beyond the confines of our podcast. Welcome back, and let's dive in.